Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, Christopher Wray has resigned from the FBI. Yay! We love that. That's a very good thing. That is very good because President Trump has announced that he is picking Kash Patel to come in and lead the FBI. And you know what? This is a guy I thought Kash Patel would get more pushback from the Democrats than he's gotten. But it looks like everybody, even the people in the intelligence community are saying, yeah, this is a good pick. This is a very good pick for Trump with Kash Patel to head the FBI. One of the people that is really, and I definitely wish that Matt Gaetz had stayed in the game. I really do. Because I think everybody would have forgotten about Matt Gaetz. Which, by the way, Matt Gaetz is now going to have his own show over at One America News Network. He's going to be heading their primetime lineup over there. That's going to be fun to watch. But I think he should have stayed in the game because I think they would have forgotten about him eventually. Because now they're all, you know, clutching their pearls over the other picks like Tulsi Gabbard as the director of national intelligence. I think she's a good pick for that. I think she's a great pick. And, of course, they've all been against Pete Hegseth now as the Secretary of Defense. Now, several senators, but we're going to have to see how they behave, like Joni Ernst and Lindsey Graham. Joni Ernst was saying it was a hard no for Pete Hegseth. Now she's kind of warmed up to the idea, and it sounds like she is endorsing him. We don't know if that's the truth. But we also know that Lindsey Graham has absolutely kind of softened his tone about him as well. And for that, we have to thank you, the American people, because you have been the folks that have been out there blowing the phones up of these folks, telling them to support Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense. Is he qualified? Absolutely. He's a combat veteran. Decorated combat veteran. I mean, heck, even Geraldo Rivera is endorsing Pete Hegseth for the Secretary of Defense.
I know Pete, Major Pete, I call him pretty well, being on Fox and Friends weekend for those many years, sitting on the couch with him, sharing the couch, been out with him. I thought, as Scott mentions, that he was on the ropes. For a lot of this stuff coming up that none of us had ever heard of before because of non-disclosures and so forth. But then Pete did something. Major Pete did something that I think is the difference between a combat veteran and the rest of the world. What Pete did was go to his combat brothers, and it was they who started speaking on his behalf, talking about his courage. Talking about how he earned those two Bronze Stars. how he never allowed his men to get in front of him in a hot zone. And I think that's what the Defense Department needs. That's what the Pentagon needs. And I think that that realization swept subtly, but I think with growing momentum through Washington, D.C., that if you haven't served the country in combat, then shut up. Or, you know, you better you better respect.
I mean, the...
I was shocked. But again, all of those allegations, again, Pete Hegseth, but there was one allegation that he used to show up on the set over at Fox News so drunk that the staff was concerned about him. Now, these were anonymous sources, which absolutely turned out to be BS because all the people that actually worked with him were like, I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea whatsoever. So that's good news. Senator Rick Scott says absolutely a yes for Pete Hegseth.
Well, first off, we're going to get Trump's nominees confirmed, right? And, you know, if we have to do recess appointments, I think we'll figure out how to do that. But I think look at his nominees. I mean, Marco Rubio, Pam Bondi from Florida, Mike Waltz, who doesn't have to be confirmed, is going to be National Security Advisor. Susie Wiles from Florida, who's the Chief of Staff. Wonderful people. You look at Pete Hegseth. Here's a guy that's a combat veteran. He knows the risk of sending troops into battle. He's led troops in battle.
Yeah, I fingers crossed that he is going to be confirmed.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.